Hi everyone, my name is Gina Yalamas and I am an urban shaman. I specialize in quantum energy healing and transformational life coaching. It's all about accessing heart-based frequencies, recalibrating imbalances and optimizing your energetic frequency to support self-healing on all levels of body, mind and spirit. I've completed a Bachelor of Health Science in traditional Chinese medicine and have been navigating energy through acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, and energy medicine for a few years. And I've been discovering various energetic gifts over that time, which are always expanding, as do your gifts. And so now I intuitively connect with my own guides and my own inner coach is what I like to call it, to provide greater awareness and guidance for others. And that helps them to open up to higher human potential. So inner technology is essentially what I am helping you to transform. And that's essentially what's waiting to be harnessed. So I work with a lot of emerging new world leaders and professionals to help them transcend any of their limitations to be able to integrate well-being and awareness and create a sustainable way of living. And that's where we're headed, to the highest version of who we are, so we can be an example for others and serve in a sustainable, meaningful, and enjoyable way. Hope you enjoy my podcast and please subscribe if you are interested in receiving more. Take care. Hi everyone, it's Gina here, the Urban Shaman. I'm going to talk a little bit about resistance to love today. I want to bring this up on the new moon, which has happened in the last couple of days, because we're all moving through some kind of issue with giving and receiving love. That's essentially what we're here to do, is to work with the love that we are. And when we resist that love, that's what causes our niggling pains, our mental emotional issues, our disconnection, our disorientation. Anything that is in resistance is going to block our energy or create stagnation. So if we're just energy, what we're trying to do is to release the resistance and get back into balance, essentially. That's where wellness really starts. It is literally your energetic nature rebalancing itself. So there is only in Chinese medicine, when I am applying diagnostic principles, our energy is in excess or deficiency. And I go through this in the workshops that I hold. And the idea that our energy is always in motion, because it is, it vibrates and it is in motion to be able to allow us to express ourselves, to create, and all sorts of other aspects of life. But they're the practicalities. What we're doing is we're directing this from the holographic mind, essentially. And what's going on in there is us projecting these visions and images through our imagination and the influences that we have and the frequencies that we are aligned with. So this constant vibration and movement of energy is happening. And when it's in resistance, it's creating the lack of flow. And when we're in flow, that's where we're aligned with source, we're aligned with each other and being able to create with a lot more grace and ease, essentially. And so we've come here as energetic beings on that broader, bigger picture, and we're all learning about ourselves, and there's a healing process that we all move through. But understanding the energetic state of being that we move through in every moment, being able to navigate that and create a much more balanced state of being is where we really become the masters of ourselves and the masters of our energy. And I often talk about to my clients that we're forces of nature and we align with those frequencies. So when I say resistance to love, we're also resisting the nature of who we are as the fundamental same frequency as the earth. And those frequencies are surrounding us in every moment. So when we're in alignment and we're able to tap into those resources, which are both within us and around us, that's where we're really becoming more of that higher frequency version of who we are, that potential, which is then activated and rather than being dormant. And so when we're creating and contributing and living much more of a meaningful purpose in life, this is the flow and vibration. We've become more aware of ourselves so that then we're aware of our surroundings and what we're creating at the same time. And this consciousness is flowing through us. And it's just the way we feel that creates the difference. And so we can think our way through it, but that doesn't really allow the flow that is amplified when we feel through the heart space, through those higher frequencies of joy and love and compassion and expression and so many other beautiful aspects that are surrounding us and within us once we actually believe in those aspects and feel them and understand them. So whatever version of the truth we hold within our own personal frequency is what's being reflected outwards. So if there's a resistance that is being reflected, but are we listening to those reflections and how do we listen to those reflections? And why would we be resisting that? Why would we resist our own love or resist receiving love? There's many reasons, and we all came here to amplify our self-love, to get back to that source nature of who we are and then create what the life that we choose. And yes, we're always creating, but the level of conscious creation is what makes a big difference to what we can actually achieve here. And so that when we talk about high performance and peak performance, we're doing that from much higher frequencies and vibrations. And so when we're in mental, emotional, or pain, or there's illness, what's happening is that resistance is either acute or chronic and has established itself in terms of blocking and our energy source. And again, that's resistance, tension, many other words that we can describe in terms of blocking our own potential. So limitations exist in all forms. It's the messages and the deciphering of those messages that matter. So when it comes to resistance, what do you notice and what are you observing? This is like the biggest issue with most of the people that I speak to and talk to about how they can move through it, is their ability to seek out their own resistance and really decipher that on an honest and deep, transparent level. And transparency then leads to trust. And that's a big aspect of why we do this, because we want to be transparent with ourselves so that then that builds more trust, and that then allows us to trust everyone around us as well. And so when the transparency exists, there's no resistance, and it's all connected in every way. So although our energy requires maintenance, and that's essentially what wellness is, wellness and awareness, because it's the same, we're energy and matter in different frequencies. So health and wellness in the in various models can be both quick fix solutions, or they can be more long-term solutions depending on your commitment. And so what it is that we need to discern each moment is, how do we mask our symptoms or our messages? And how do we get to the truth of our core issues? And that's the basis of all well-being and awareness, so that we can reach that meaningful purpose through transparency and trust. And being truthful is something that can be tricky for many of us, because we've acquired various stories along the way to hinder those facts. And the well-being space is hugely reliant on many, many forms of information. And whether that's starting with the diet, whether that's starting with the gut, whether that's starting with the body and the physical exercise, there's all sorts of information out there that can create confusion as well. So that's why I tend to start with, what is the resistance that we have on that fundamental cellular energetic level, so that we can then understand how we can move through those. And it's kind of like early intervention, so that our health issues then don't become more chronic, or they're like red flags that present themselves early. So these sorts of I guess information or messages or codes that we need to understand about ourselves are so critical to our health and well-being on a deeper level. It's not just what you're eating, and yes, that's a big component, but what is it that makes you feel the way you feel, and what is it that you are not receiving in terms of the messages, and are you seeing the bigger picture? And so the idea of seeing yourself as a whole and believing yourself as a whole is something that I work on, because then we can bring the parts back into our whole. And that's where I work from a bigger perspective first, to be able to connect the dots again. And so that's the way that the resistance can be cut through or hacked through. And so I find that that's the best way in terms of how we can then really bring ourselves back into alignment and natural balance, because we are the only ones that can do that. We're creating this story. And so what we believe is what we receive. And so when we're working with both the science of the body and the spirit at as one, and we're recognizing this connection and the systems and our own capacity and the energetics of who we are, and going beyond just the standard knowledge that we are constantly bombarded by, then we can start to really empower ourselves and believe in a much more intuitive way of healing ourselves and maintaining well-being for the long term. So if you'd like to know more about how I work in terms of the balance that I create for clients, please give me a call or email me on info@ginayalamis.com. Look forward to hearing from you. And also, you can check out my website. There's a lot more information about what it is I do. It's transformational coaching and alternative wellness, holistic wellness. And that is www.ginayalamis.com. Look forward to speaking with you again soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to my podcast, and I hope you received exactly what you needed to help and inspire you to expand your own empowered path. Please visit my website. It's thenatureofhealing.org if you'd like to learn more about my services. And if you feel these podcasts resonate with you, please subscribe to my podcast or write a review. If you've got any further questions, I'd love to hear from you through email, info@thenatureofhealing.org. Look forward to your company in the next podcast. Take care.